For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. America's 45th president leads the nation in grieving for the 41st. Surrounded by family, George H.W. Bush died on Friday night at his home in Houston. When he ran for the GOP presidential nomination in 1980, he was said to have one of the most impressive resumes in politics. Congressman from Texas, UN ambassador, envoy to China, the head of the Republican Party, and the director of the CIA. Though he lost to Ronald Reagan, he was asked to join the ticket.
George Bush was the candidate for vice president.
He served as a loyal vice president for 8 years before becoming the 41st president in 1989.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
George H.W. Bush was 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway...